It's The Drive on Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan. Here's Tyler Palumbis and D-Mac.
Our boy Troy Rank, our Denver 7 Broncos insider, joins us now, courtesy
Rocks Heating and Air. That is ROX, Rocks Heating and Air.
Troy, good to see you today. What'd you think of Drew Lock when you observed him?
I mean, he had some zip on his ball. He was moving around. I mean, again, it's so limited in our media viewing, and he's throwing to trainers, and, you know, he's not throwing to receivers necessarily. So, but he definitely wasn't compromised to the point where the naked eye, you look at him and go, oh, man, he's limping around, or he's anguished. He's clearly made progress from where he was Monday. I don't know if he's going to have enough time and be able to prove in tomorrow's practice that he's good to go. I would think that's when they're going to have to make a decision, is they after tomorrow make a decision. I don't know that they would let it go to Saturday. When you do the walkthrough, I bet they would want to know which guy's playing at that point.
Well, he said today that if it were up to him, he's going to say that he wants to play. He also acknowledged that it might not be up to him, that the trainers and the coaches might tell him that he can't play in this game. Do you have a gut feeling?
Again, I'd be leaning toward Rippon still, but Drew is making it interesting because of the progress he's made. I mean, Monday, it didn't look like he had any chance based on people I was talking to. And again, when I read it, when he's saying it's not up to me, it's up to doctors, trainers, and coaches. And it's not up to him at this point because he hasn't played well enough to get the benefit of the doubt. I mean, he's coming off a career worst game. Are you going to rush him back? We got to have this guy play based on what exactly? I mean, he's put himself in a precarious position to where he's not playing well, and now he might be compromised against what is one of the best defenses in the NFL. So that's all part of the equation. Drew, I don't question Drew's toughness. Drew's a tough kid, and it's hurting him because he's had three injuries now in the pros. He was never hurt in college, never hurt. He basically started 3 years in high school and 4 years in college, but now he has been hurt. So that's part of the frustration. He wants to be out there with his guys. He loves being around his teammates, but he's not playing particularly well, and he's dealing with an injury. So I do think those factors are working against him. But he hasn't been ruled out, and he did certainly make progress today.
Troy and I both share a big baseball background. Troy's also a big basketball guy. It from a baseball perspective, this is comical. There is no way he'd be playing. It just doesn't happen in baseball because they realize the longer stretch of time means more. The football mentality, Troy, says you got to play every game is the Super Bowl. Do you see it that way? And if you were to apply a baseball perspective to this, would your decision be different?
Yeah. I mean, baseball is easier because it's 162 games. So to tell a guy he's going to miss 2 weeks in baseball is a much easier sell than you're going to miss a week or two in football. And football is just, the culture is different. Toughness, yeah. And you're defined by toughness. So let me preface it that way. If it were me, and I'm looking at it as an outside guy, I don't have a vested interest in this, I'd say he's probably better off. I know Tyler said he'd like to see him play. I think he'd be better off clearing his head, hitting the restart button, and then people are like, well, Brett Rippon could come in and play well. Okay, he does. Then Brett Rippon starts against the Saints. Who cares? Once you get to December, you can decide that Locke's starting the last three games or he's starting the last four. You are a rebuilding team, even if you refuse to acknowledge it. So you can control this. You're not a playoff team. That's why this will rush him back. For what?
Right.
Do we really think they're going to win six more games?
No.
I mean, you look at their schedule. I mean, they're looking at maybe two more wins. I'm not trying to be cynical here, but they're not going to be favored against the Raiders. They're not going to be favored against the Chiefs. They're not going to be favored against the Saints. I'm not sure they're going to be favored in any game, frankly. So just make sure the kid's okay. And if he is by Friday tomorrow, then yes, you play him. He's your starter. But if he's compromised in any way, I'd just say let Rippon play. And I know that's not what Locke wants. I get it. But if Rippon plays and he plays well, so Rippon gets another game. Ultimately, what does that mean? Brett, you can always go back to Locke for the last four games. I mean, is there anything Locke's going to do these next six games that's going to make them not bring in competition, either go get a veteran, either trade for Sam Darnold, or get someone in the draft? I don't think he has enough time to change that thinking now. I really don't. I just don't see that enough can be done over these last seven games where they would fully commit to him because of both injuries and ineffectiveness and this fitness offense that has done him no favors.
Well, you say if Brett goes in and he plays good football, then you play him again. for Drew Lock, if he's looking at that situation, he can't like that. I mean, there's no way he could like that, right? So I got to assume that that's all going to add into his decision-making process. He's got to be pressing to be playing in this game.
Well, I know he is. I know for a fact he is. I could tell in the Zoom presser today when he's like, I want to play. I want to be out there, but it's not up to me. And it's not up to him for those two reasons. It's what's different now is it's not up to him because of both injury and ineffectiveness. I just don't sense they're in a rush to get him back out there after the way he played and then if he's still hurt. And I think he was hurt the entire second half. Yeah. He was 10 for 22 for 95 yards. He was awful in the second half, and he admitted he was feeling it, and he didn't want to come out. And you've lived this, Tyler. You know, but you don't want to give anybody reps at your position out of fear of losing your job. That is the NFL way, unless you're a first-round pick or a high-profile free agent. So I totally understand it. There is a point, though. You have to be fair to the team and fair to Drew. Drew wants to play. That's great. I want to hear that from my quarterback who's hurt. But I also want to be fair to the team. If Drew is not right and he's going against the defense that is playing lights out right now, that is disguising everything, the communication along their line has been spotty at best. This defense majors in fooling and confusing opponents. I'm not out there rushing to get him back out for this game specifically. I'm just not.
All right, Troy. Good stuff. Me neither. I mean, but it really goes against sort of the football mindset. You know, like I said earlier, you go out there and you lay an egg, or you even get hurt worse, then it's you might be done for the rest of the year. It could be just over for a variety of reasons.
That's fair. And that's fair, D-Mac. I mean, he gets hit and gets blitzed and gets hit in his ribs. He's out 3 to 4. Like,
because it's also
you
over.
Drew Brees' scenario, and you're out for 4 more weeks. He's essentially out for the season. I mean.
But if we're all sitting here acknowledging the fact that if Brett Rypien goes in there and plays good football, he gets another crack at it, we realize that it's over in that scenario as well, right?
Is it?
Yes.
No, I don't think it is, because I don't think in any shape or form they view Brett as the future starter of the franchise.
Okay, but if Brett Rypien is playing better football than Drew Lock, mm-hmm. and he gets another start when Drew Lock is healthy, the decision has already been made that Drew Lock is no longer your franchise quarterback.
Maybe, but why get rid of him? Even if you were to bring
I'm not talking about getting rid of him. I'm talking about keeping your job as a franchise quarterback.
I
don't think he could do enough over these next 7 weeks to prove that anyway.
Yeah,
well, that's a different question.
Yeah. Regardless.
That's an interesting question.
Yeah.
All right, Troy, anything else we should know from today?
Fant looked better. I do believe he will play. Judy was limited with an ankle, but Judy finds a way to kind of come around by the end of the week. So that's good news. They're going to be relatively healthy. I guess it goes back to me, and I wrote this on the DenverChannel.com. I mean, if you look at last year, the first 9 games to this year, they lead the league in turnovers, they lead the league in interceptions, and their defense is allowing 10 more points. They are nosediving statistically, and it really goes back to they cannot figure out the balance between taking chances and taking care of the ball. When they took care of the ball last year, they couldn't score points because they don't try to score. This year, they try to score points, and they're the worst team in terms of turnover margin, or second worst. And that's just damning that they can't find the elements of this equation to fit. So we'll see. Hey, it's a new week. Who knows? You get to play Sunday against a hot Dolphins team and you win. That changes everything, I guess.
Thank you, Troy Rank from Denver 7.